For generations, the St. Patrick's Day Parade has shined as a beacon of Irish heritage in Morristown. This year, however, with a virus rampant, there were no pipers piercing away the doldrums, no tiny dancers stepping into our hearts, no friendly men in burly white sweaters ferrying a blessed flag along South Street. We wait. The merriment will be back again another day. The leader of the 2020 parade was to have been Mary Waller, the local matriarch who has stitched together the fabric of this celebration for the last 20 years. Though Mary was robbed of her day in the sun as this year's Grand Marshal, we can still use this unscheduled pause to remember our history and pay tribute to Mary for all she has done for us. It was nearly 30 years ago in 1740 when West Hanover was renamed Morristown for Lewis Morris, governor of the colony. At the time, General George Washington was headquartered in the center of town, helming a brutal war. In recognition of his many brave Irish troops, without whom he could not succeed in this battle for independence, Washington declared March 17, 1780, St. Patrick's Day. Fast forward to 1979 when the locals cobbled together the first parade in Wharton. Ed Hansberry, a former Grand Marshal, recalls,
"I'm actually, myself, Mike Smith, and Pat Scannell were the founding three lads that put it together in January of 79, and in 3 months, we had the thing up and running on the 17th of March.
I've known Eddie since the early 80s. Used to go up to Wharton, and what a day. And then, of course, it moved to Morristown. For me, and I think for many people in Morris County and the surrounding community, the St. Patrick's Day Parade for the county is the day that everybody, whether it's 10 degrees or 60 degrees, it's a day where it's really, in your mind, it's your first day of spring. You know, the smiles, the greeting neighbors and friends you haven't seen in a while, watching your fire departments and your bands and your Girl Scouts and your Little League teams, your neighbors from the county, you know, marching up the street. It's just a great day.
It's been a big boom for not only Morris Town, but Morris County. You know, the official name is the Morris County St. Patrick's Day Parade.
It's unbelievable what it has done for Morristown. I think it's one of the finest parades. It's a family orientated.
When you guys looked at the parade then, did you have any idea that it would be what it is today?
No. Most of the committee back then in 91 when it first came was very apprehensive about being able to finance it.
I knew that it would be successful. I just kind of knew that it would. Even when I opened the Irish store, I mean, there was no doubt in my mind it would be successful.
I never, in my days, I never thought this thing would get so big. When I walk up South Street in the parade, and I look around, I see the people that are up in the windows, down on the street, and it's just amazing. It gets very emotional for me, and I still do. I still get a little emotional when I even talk about it.
Sure.
Because, you know, back in that day, you didn't think of stuff like this. You know, you thought, it'll last a couple of years and then it'll die out. But I think it's got stronger and stronger and better, of course, you know.
And what about the Grand Marshal's role? What's...
Well, it's a great honor for whatever Irish person is nominated and accepted as the honorary Grand Marshal.
Their thumbprint is not only just on the Irish community in Morris County or the northern part of the state, but it's on the community in general. Well, Mary was selected. Mary did a lot of things very quietly. Mary never looked for headlines or for fanfare.
She's vibrant. She's very outgoing. She's the type of person that I would want to be a friend. I mean, she's a hard worker. She doesn't leave a stone unturned if she gets a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does the best that her ability. And she's been a great asset to us over the years.
Mary's Irish ancestors emigrated to New York City between 1845 and 1850. In 1926, her mother rode through the Holland Tunnel the day it opened with her grandparents, Michael and Anna Boyle of Hoboken. Michael was active in politics and owned a Ford dealership. Mary's parents, Maurice and Mary O'Connell, married and had four girls within 5 years. Mary, the oldest, was born in Jersey City in 1938.
So she went into the hospital, and I think there was a letter that my cousin had, it's just part of a letter, saying that she was going to have this operation and hopefully she'd be better, but then she died. Mm. So she was pretty much a guinea pig.
Sheila Moore, Mary's younger sister by 4 years, remembers the family dislocations vividly.
You know, our mother died when we were very young. Actually, she died when I was 7 and Mary was 11. You know, we went into an orphanage at the time because TB was epidemic, and it was obviously highly contagious. We were basically put there to separate us from, you know, the family, because it was running through the family.
Yeah, so the baths were run, and we would take turns who had the first warm bath. So, you know, if you were last, the water was really, you know, you wonder if you were cleaner before you went in there out. And then we had school shoes, and then when we came out, we put in what they called our play shoes. And there was like it was a bookcase, so you put your shoes in there.
So basically, if I were to sum Mary up, I would say she went in with the instructions from my father to take care of your sisters. She became a very tiny adult. You know, she took the responsibility of caring for her sisters very seriously.
We had a laundry room, and each person's laundry had to be initialed. So my job was to use the ink, you know, the indelible ink, and initial everyone's underwear, socks. I did all the initialing.
So basically, for her whole life, she felt responsible for her sisters, and she was always the one. She's the one that really gave us all stability, in that we didn't really have a traditional family unit, but she made sure that we always knew that we were family, you know, and she instilled in us a sense of responsibility, something that she's had her whole life. I mean, I can always remember her being responsible.
Mary, meanwhile, was diagnosed during adolescence with a rheumatic heart. As a result, she was ferried each day by school bus to the A. Harry Moore School for Handicapped Children in Jersey City.
The children that were, I don't know whether the children were wards of the state, because we were not supposed to talk about our family. We couldn't have any contact with anyone outside the home. We could go to school and come back, but I couldn't go to any extracurricular activities because I had to come home. And then we were told that if you leave the home, don't ever come back, don't try to contact anyone, or you'll get arrested. If the children in the neighborhood started throwing rocks at us, then we would have to get behind that L shape and get off the out of the play yard and, hide, because we weren't permitted to retaliate.
Mary received a 4-year scholarship to St. Aloysius High School. And then you graduated in 8th grade. You graduated top of your class. What was that like for you?
It was the biggest shock of my life. Someone had given me a corsage, and I had my picture taken, and I had, and I got a 4-year scholarship. And here I am in a public school, and in a home run by the Masons, and I was permitted to go to this Catholic school. So why did this happen to me? I was the only one. Mrs. Cornish allowed me to walk across the city.
She doesn't think that the things that she has done through her life are extraordinary. and right. I left. I don't know where that scholarship came from. They never told me. Where did it come from? Why was I chosen? Well, no one knew that I came from the home because it was embarrassing. Why would you? I went to the high school reunion and they were all talking about, you know, oh, wasn't it awful? I said, I felt so privileged to be there. You were all so kind. They said, well, you got along with everyone, but you were privileged. I said, I was privileged? Yeah, you always had such good manners and you got along with everyone. I said, I was growing up in a home. They had no idea. She grew up in a home? Yes. I've been really fortunate. I know that having her as a sister certainly was very beneficial to me, especially since, and you know, I was a year old when I lost my mother, basically. So I had, I had no mother. And Mary would be the only, that would be the only model that I would have.
Right.
And I really feel, I feel very fortunate. She embodies to me what an Irish woman is known for. They're known to be strong, stable, and do whatever has to be done to get through things. I just think it's wonderful that we recognize the contribution that the Irish have made to this country. And like I say, I'm proud to be an American. But I'm also proud of the contribution that the Irish have made.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel strongly about that. And I'm happy to be part of it. And the other thing is the language, the history, and everything's taken away from them. And I think it's terrible how many people, just in the Easter Rising, what they fought for, I mean, they're called terrorists. They weren't terrorists.
Right.
They were fighting for their country. I think that has kind of sustained her through her life, knowing that she comes from a long line of people who have struggled and overcome and excelled. She is, I mean, I had the Irish store for 33 years with my sister, you know? I was Ireland like probably close to 30 times. But Mary knows more about Irish heritage than I probably will ever know. I mean, she's incredible, and she's the go-getter. I mean, she's a hard-working, like, I've seen that no matter what we've been involved in or what she's been involved in. She's a real great lady.
I got to know Mary and several other people that for decades worked behind the scenes and did all these unbelievable things, did it quietly, that makes the parade the biggest family event in the state.
Well, I like being part of the pre-parade entertainment, putting all that together and seeing the children involved and just the whole family and just a positive feeling about everyone coming together to celebrate. We celebrate together in something positive.
So, while we wait for our beloved parade to return, let's use this moment to remember our history, honor the Irish heritage, and above all, pay tribute to Mary Waller, the one who has protected this parade for the last 20 years. A model of perseverance, she has time and again given back to all of us who stand by the curb, cheering the tiny dancers and the pipes and drums. Let's shine a ray of sun on this remarkable marshal, the one we call Grand.